Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pony Development Sync for December 5th, 2023. I have your host, Joe McElveen. If those others on the call would like to say their names so that people listening to the recording later can associate a name to the voice, now is the right time for that.
Hi, I'm Sean Allen.
I'm Gordon Tischer.
I'm Adrian. Did I collide with somebody?
That was my fault, sorry.
Hey, I'm Dippin.
All right. Let's take a look at our auto-generated agenda for today. We've got a bunch of pull requests spread across many repos entitled "Stop pushing images to Docker Hub," or "Stop pushing new images to Docker Hub." This is part of the migration over to using a different container registry. So we're no longer going to be using Docker Hub as the container registry for our CI images. So we have PonyLang slash Corral pull request 260. This is changing the CI script slash release slash build Docker images on release. It's removing the pushes up to the Docker Hub, as well as removing Docker Hub login from GitHub workflows for CI.
I think these are almost most of them are usually the same. There's a couple that are a little different. I would say if we could just go through and you skipped one repo that was before it, Joe, as well.
I
But if
think
we
you
could
did.
just go through and if during this meeting, we could get eyes on them to make sure I didn't do something stupid accidentally during any of these, that would be perfect.
Yep. Okay. So I don't know if I need to name them all. I've approved three so far. Working on the fourth.
I
Okay,
will.
that has some makefile changes that correspond to Docker Hub.
I'm just
So.
going along behind you as I see the reviews go through and merging any of those.
Yep.
Don't
Don't release
actually.
spot only pushes to GHCR. That's correct. All right, I'm almost there. Oh, yes, shared Docker has many images.
Yes, many, many.
All right. So I believe I've got them all.
Right. Let me see. I think there's some way to see my open pull requests. Not that I know how to do that across repos. They certainly have it in the see. Okay. Here's one. I got that. Okay. Okay, that one's merged. Well, I think Oh, wait. Oh, no, that one's merged. I believe so. Yes. If we missed anything, well, it'll come up next time.
So in the PonyLang/PonyUp repo, we have issue ticket 127. I believe this was just some conversation that ended up not being relevant to the ticket, ended up not actually being caused by the particular issue the ticket is about. It was about us no longer having pre-builds for macOS ARM. So I'm going to remove the discuss during sync label during this. I don't think it's necessary to discuss this further.
Yep.
There's a new ticket 283 for document supported platforms. We do pre-builds for macOS x86, Linux x86, Windows x86. There are others such as FreeBSD, macOS ARM that might have old versions that are unsupported. Anyone not on any of these three supported platforms should be directed to build from source.
Yeah, if you, I'm going to add a note here. If you start from the PonyC repo, this is documented, right? But it's not obvious if you start from the PonyUp repo. That's the big issue, right?
Okay, yeah. And anyone who wants to help out could take this on as a documentation task.
Yep.
All right. We have a pull request in the Pony-Playground repo. Pull request 155 from Dependabot upgrading Axum. It failed.
I'll ping Matthias. Yes, basically his one was, if it passes, go ahead and merge it. If not, let me know.
Yeah, it seems that Axum has changed its interface. It says unresolved import Axum server.
And I will remove the discuss during sync.
Okay. Yeah, I suppose that package follows the, it's a 0. major version, right? So it has a breaking change in the 0.6 to 0.7. Okay. All right. That, I believe, has everything from our auto-generated agenda. Does anybody have special topics or items they want to talk through pony-related?
I do not. Just on the Docker Hub thing, I found one repo where it's not clear. It wasn't clear to me when I was doing this that things had been switched over. So it was coming from a GitHub container registry. I created an issue for that, and I'm going to check into it sometime this week.
Okay.
So technically, we might not be done. But I didn't look at it at the time. I was like, huh. This doesn't look like what I was expecting to look when I went to remove Docker Hub from it, right? And I opened an issue and moved on.
All right. Anything else from anyone here? Okay, then. Thanks for everyone who attended and for those who listened along to the recording later. We'll see you next week.